News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Oh, he got fabulouser by the day this week and even 4 days of it. Mr. Rob Center, a fabulous producer. We always appreciate all his help today. And Matt Catrillo's got the day off, so hopefully he's back at work ASAP. Plus, he gets to run the Steve Jones Show today, so he likes that. So we'll see Mr. Matt Catrillo later today. On the news line with us now is Chad Hershberger. He's the executive director of Camp Mount Luther. He wears a lot of hats. He's a part-time anchor here. Teaches at Susquehanna University. He's a spokesman and outreach person for the Upper Susquehanna Synod of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. And there are some very smart children who call him Dad, I might add. That might be one of his most important jobs.
One of whom I told needs to be quiet for the next couple minutes.
Okay. Well, let's get started. Well, Chad's wearing the camp hat today. Camp Mount Luther. He's the executive director of Camp Mount Luther. That's probably his full-time gig, and he's here to tell us about a great worship service that's going to be outdoors next Saturday night, not this weekend, but next Saturday night, and then some marvelous camps. So let's take things in order. The first opportunity for folks will be to go to Camp Mount Luther next week, and maybe even preface that with describing Camp Mount Luther. I think there's probably a few people around here that might not be familiar with it.
Sure. We are located outside of Mifflinburg, a couple of miles outside of town, nestled in the woods next to the Bald Eagle State Forest, and we have 400 acres of land, and we have cabins and a swimming pool and a pond where we do canoeing and fishing. And it's just, I think, one of the best-kept secrets, at least in Union County, in the beauty that we have on our site. So, we are inviting folks to come to camp. We have an opening worship service to kick off our summer camping season. It will be held next Sunday on June the 9th, 7 o'clock in the evening. And if the weather cooperates, that's going to be outdoors, so you can enjoy that beautiful creation that I just talked about.
All right. Tell me, I have a quick aside before we get farther into this. Any storm damage out there this week?
We did not. We had a couple of trees down, but really minor damage, considering that we are not too terribly far from RB Winter State Park, which saw considerable damage. We were lucky. We had a couple of trees down, but nothing major.
And the camp is faith-based. I mean, your Lutheran faith and your Christianity are a through line through all of this.
Correct. And we are affiliated with the Lutheran Church, but I like to tell folks that we are not exclusively Lutheran, so you don't have to have a Lutheran faith background to come to Mount Luther. You don't need to actually be churched. If you don't go to church, you're more than welcome to come to the camp. We are open to anybody who wants to come and experience it. But a lot of our program does revolve around faith formation and teaching kids more about God. We do that through what we call GROW time. And GROW stands for Gather and Reflect on the Word. So we look at Bible stories and take those Bible stories and find ways that we can show kids how those Bible stories affect their lives today and how they can be sort of a guiding force in how they make decisions in the world that they live in.
And creation care, if you're wearing the faith hat, but just environmental stewardship, if you're just interested in ecology, also seems to be a theme that kind of follows through the summer.
Yeah, we do a lot with that. Our kids, of course, we teach them stewardship of the environment, talk about how to take care of nature and the creation that we have been given. We also talk about each of the campers go and do a nature activity. We have a staff member we hire each summer who does nature activities. So they do different things with the kids that help them to appreciate the natural surroundings more. And one of the things that I feel is so important in this day and age when kids are so in tune to their devices and have a lot of screen time, the opportunity to get out and interact in nature and to learn more about it and not be so tied to a device, but see the beauty that we have all around us.
All right, I'm scrolling down my phone here as you say that. So maybe we could probably all benefit from that, but I do have the list of the camps. So tell us about some of these unusual camps. I personally feel drawn to the Scooby-Doo camp, so tell us about that.
Yeah, we'll start about that. I knew that you wanted to talk about that one. Scooby-Doo camp is a camp for some of our younger campers. I should mention that we have programs in the summer for school-age kids, kindergarten through senior high. Our core group is grades 3 through 8. We have programs for them every week, but then several weeks we add things for the younger kids and then also the older kids. We also do, we have one program where we actually go down to preschool. It's called Pick a Day Day Camp, and we, if a camper is 3 years old, they can come to that. And then we also have family camp where we invite anybody to come. Families for of all ages, and I always like to say that our definition of family is your definition of family. So if it's a grandparent bringing their grandkids, or if it's a single person, or the sort of the traditional family, anybody can come to that. But Scooby-Doo Camp is our camp for some of our youngest campers, so kindergarten through eighth grade. And during that week, they get to solve a mystery. So this year's mystery that we have picked is the case of the swashbuckling pirate. And what the kids do is they come to camp, we present the mystery, and then throughout the week they look for clues that are posted around camp on little pieces of paper, and then they have to figure out the mystery. So it's kind of a big clue game all week long that they are getting clues and trying to figure out who did it and how they did it and what happened.
Okay. Now, you have a night owls camp?
Yeah, that actually is our most popular one so far this year. And for night owls, what they do is they stay up later and later each night, and every night they do nighttime activities. So they might do flashlight tag, capture the flag. We usually do an all-camp game in the dark that sometimes has glow sticks involved and things like that. So those campers that want to stay up later and later each night, they can come for that one.
Now, you're the executive director, and I know you're there throughout all of this. I can't imagine you take any days off during the summer. How does your energy level hold up?
Well, I have learned that I need to pace myself. and you talked about creation care. That's one of the things that we talk about with our staff. And we start staff training this coming Sunday, so our staff of college-age kids will be coming in Sunday, and one of the things we'll talk with them in the next 2 weeks as we train them is how we have to, in addition to taking care of the environment, taking care of the camp, we also need to take care of ourselves. So we talk about ways that they can practice self-care, kind of keep tabs on one another, and one of the things that I tell them is I have learned in my time as director, and this will be my 19th summer as director, I have learned that I need to make sure in early part of the week that I take my breaks on Monday and Tuesday at the beginning of the week so that I can make it through till Friday. Otherwise, I'm dragging by Friday.
Okay, yeah, I bet they keep you busy. Okay, well, without going too far into them, read the list of all the rest of the camps, because I'd hate to miss an opportunity to talk about these camps.
Sure. We have Fishing Adventure Camp, and this is we've done fishing camps before, but we're doing a little different twist this year. We have a local pastor who's going to take the kids to the eastern shore of Maryland to fish, so we have that. We have a new camp called Paws, which we started a camp a couple years ago called Tracks for grades 3 through 8. The Paws camp is for kindergarten through second grade, and they're very similar, the Paws and the Tracks. And what they do is we have a list of about 7 or 10 specialty areas that they would like to learn a little bit more about, things like water adventure, jams, that's a musical one, MAD, which is a drama track, MTA, which stands for Mountain Adventure, so doing some outdoor activities, including canoeing. We have a new track called DISC this year, which is all kind of frisbee activities. So they have these different things that they can pick from, both in the Paws camp and the Tracks camp, and then they have designated times during the week that they go and do those and kind of can sort of become a specialist in those areas, if you will. So that's going on. We also have our CLAWS camp, which CLAWS is an acronym, stands for Crafts, Legos, and Wild Sports. During that week, the kids do extra crafts, and we do a lot of Lego building, and they do wild sports. And we have a high adventure camp this year, which is going to be some rock climbing, and we do that camp in partnership with our friends at Camp Chrislin, which is a Presbyterian camp near Madisonburg. We partner with them and Wesley Forest, which is the Methodist camp near Weikert. We do some joint camps with those two other fellow Christian camps. We also have our shore camp, which is our survival camp where the kids learn how to survive in the woods. And we have our Tour de Creme, which is a bike camp, and they go and bike from Mount Luther to some of the local ice cream establishments. So there's one in Hartleton, there's one in Mifflinburg, there's one between Mifflinburg and Lewisburg. So they bike to those locations and have ice cream. So that's also one that the kids seem to enjoy. And then another new camp, the last one I'll talk about, is Buffalo Gap Adventure. So in the state forest that we border, there is a place called Buffalo Gap, and the kids will go hiking up there and do some camping up there for an extended amount of time.
All right. So you also have a leadership training camp. Is that for young people?
Oh, that's
people?
Right. I missed that one. LEADS, we call it. It is for senior high age kids, and it's a half-week program that we talk to them about leadership and what it means to be a leader and the things that they can do in their school or their church or their community and gain some leadership skills. And we do some sort of laboratory exercises with them so that they can practice some of those leadership traits.
Where can people get more information if Camp Mount Luther might be something that they would be wanting? And I'll reemphasize that anybody can go. There is a Lutheran through line through this, but it is completely open. If you're not an individual of faith yet in your life, this will be a good opportunity for you just to enjoy a great camp and some great people, and you'll learn something about the world and a good faith. But more information, sir.
Best place to go is our website, which is campmountluther.org. All spelled out, all one word, so CampMountLuther.org. Our summer brochure is on there. You can actually register online right on the website from the homepage. But there's all kinds of information. There's some pictures of our site, sort of a virtual tour, so you can see what the surroundings look like. That's the best place to go. And we also would be happy to answer questions. Our email address is on the website. You can email us directly. Or you can give us a call. Our phone number is 570-922-1587. And as of Sunday, somebody is there almost all the time, so we can answer your questions that way.
All right, and you're certainly going to be there today getting things ready for the busy
Absolutely.
Camping season. Well, Chad, thank you so much for all you're doing, and thank you for being a good steward of this camp and a good leader. And obviously, you use a lot of imagination, you and your staff, and all these folks get involved in making this happen. So we appreciate all of that work. Thank you so much, Chad.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on this morning.
You betcha. That is Chad Hirschberg, Executive Director of Camp Mount Luther. And he's talking about the camps that start in a couple weeks, but there is an outdoor worship service open to everybody coming up next Saturday night, 7 p.m. at the camp. So you get to learn a lot about the camp and just enjoy a good outdoor worship service next week.